Welcome to A Fresh Review with Fresh Media Works. I'm Jack. The name, The History According to Bob, does not really do this caliber of show justice in describing the immensely detailed and thoroughly researched lectures one can expect to find when they visit Bob at summahistorica.com. Professor Bob Packett hails from the Midwest and has been teaching for more than 30 years. It is clear the very first time you listen to this show that Bob is the kind of professor you wish you had in college.
I did a podcast on President Harding and his women troubles. And I mentioned her because she was his last mistress.
Not only does he know exactly what he's talking about, but he never lets his own politics get in the way of presenting history as it is universally accepted.
But instead of picking the firstborn son, the Inca selects the best of his children, so that generally took care of all of the problems with genetic situations. The trouble is that the Inca, when he died this time...
Female pirates, the conquests of Mexico and Peru, the evolution of modern ammunition, the Battle of Stamford Bridge, the Civil War, the election of 1952, poison gases, the Ides of March, and the history of Thor are just a few of the more than 100 5 to 20 minute audio lectures that Professor Packett has shared.
There was a tremendous amount of courting of Dwight D. Eisenhower. Not just of the Republicans, but there were various Democrats that pleaded with Eisenhower to join them. I had a student in class many years ago, and when we were doing our World War II thing, I always asked the kids, what did your relatives do in the war? And this one boy's grandfather had just died.
Clearly a man with a big library full of books he appears to have read at least twice. I can think of no better podcasting source for a wide variety of concise historical lessons presented in a fair and entertaining manner.
When you bring the original potatoes into Europe, it's about 100 years before the upper classes start eating it, because there's actually a scientific claim that it caused leprosy.
Hats off to Professor Bob. He's now taking questions from listeners, and more than once has devoted an entire podcast to the complete, detailed answering of one good question.
Don't forget to come by summahistorica.com, make a comment, leave a question.
Lucky are the students of Bob, whose love of history is only exceeded by his willingness to research it thoroughly. I think Bob is a leader in educational podcasting, and I look forward to other experts taking the same route that Bob has. This podcast is always work safe and comes out about every day. Be sure to check out Bob's show at summahistorica.com. There's so many podcasts out there, I'll be working to help you find the ones you just can't miss. Good content and lovable audio are what Fresh Media is all about. Check Fresh Media Works out on the web at www.freshmediaworks.com. And in the meantime, go update your podcatcher.